This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. The Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. Welcome to The Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule. I'm recording solo here in my home studio. It's been super busy at Vapor Trail getting the pro shop set up, so Hollywood and I did not have a chance to sit down and record an episode. Thank you, everybody, for listening and watching. You can find the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel, so head on over, give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And of course, if you're listening, give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do. So as I mentioned before, our pro shop is coming along really nicely. It's absolutely beautiful. We're super proud of it. Hats off to everybody who's been working so hard to get it up and running. Hollywood and Rory, his family, everybody's been diving in, helping out. Everybody up in the front office, Lisa, Jada, Brooke, thank you all so much. Jeremiah, Luke, everybody's been pitching in. Our new pro shop manager, Daryl Lego, has really just taken the reins. He's doing a great job. And so he's been a huge part of getting that all set up as well. The doors are actually currently open, and our grand opening is coming up this Saturday, March 29th. Hours will be from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So head on in. We're going to have some drawings. We're going to have some pretty good discounts. We're going to give away a couple of memberships, and then we'll also have some discounts on memberships as well. The range does have 24/7 access, so depending on the package that you get or the subscription that you get, you'll be able to get into the range 24/7. It is 20 yards. We have 12 lanes, and we're just super excited to get it going. So if you get a chance, make sure you head on over Saturday, March 29th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., check it out, stop in, say hi, and so we hope to see you there. So this is our segment of shiny objects. It doesn't have to be an object. It can be an upcoming hunt, an adventure, can be a book, a song, you name it. It's your shiny object. So today I'm actually asking myself, what is your shiny object, Ricky? And I'm super excited. I just got another prime form in the mail when I was at ATA. I saw it in Morel, the Morel finish, and I just was like, oof, I got to have it. all the prototypes that came out were in Ridge Rock. And so I was so used to seeing it in those colors that once I saw it in Morrell, I was like, ooh, absolutely have to have that. Ordered one right away. Just came in the mail. And so for those of you, who are watching, I can pull this bad boy out of the box here. It is a absolute thing of beauty. So this is the Prime Form. It's a 34-inch axle-to-axle bow. I got it in at 70 pounds, and this is in the Morrell finish. I don't know if hopefully the camera's picking this up, but just a fantastic bow. I mean, lightweight, super rigid with the carbon rods in it. There's been a lot of, you know, speculation as to how well it'll hold up, or, you know, is it going to hold together? And they've done pretty extensive testing to ensure that this bow is not going to come apart. And it's just a dream to shoot. Absolutely love shooting it. It shoots great for me. I took this bow out to North Dakota and hunted mule deer with it, hucked it around in the hills out there for about a week, and just absolute blast. Just super fun to shoot. And of course, I will be outfitting this with the new Vapor Trail Victor limb driver arrow rest. I'll be putting the IMS version onto the IMS mount that's on this bow. And then I've also got a new dialed proof sight coming. Super excited about that. I've got the Picatinny version, so it'll mount directly to the riser. I've got it coming in whiskey. And so I'm going to kind of run a sort of kind of dark green and whiskey slash bourbon slash scotch theme on it. My string set that I'll put on it will be hunter green and bronze, because those colors should match pretty good. And so, yeah, that's what my current shiny object is right now. This is going to be my tack setup. So I'm going to be building some new arrows as well. Probably going to go with the Easton 4mm long range. And then I'll probably set it up with a, you know, hunter green tip. And let's see what else. We'll be running AAE hybrid 26 vanes on it. Not sure what color scheme I'll go with, but usually if I can't decide, I just go with all white. So you can never go wrong with all white. And I'll probably run a wrap, probably print my own wrap, some, maybe do something custom here. That's the beauty. We have a sticker printer here, so we can custom print anything we want. And so I'm pretty excited. I'll try to do something here for the upcoming season and do something fun there. As far as tacks, right now my plan is to go to either Total Archery Challenge in South Dakota at Terry Peak, or probably going to try to get up to Snow River, Michigan, since that's kind of right in our backyard. And so I haven't quite decided. I've got shoot times for both, and we'll just see. It kind of depends on how things go this summer with the kids and the family and my wife's art business. But I will be going to at least one, maybe both. We'll see. And I'll kind of keep you all up to date for that. But super excited about TAC coming up. The other thing that's really been consuming a little bit of my time as well is trying to figure out the next Western hunt that I want to go on. I've got points in Colorado. I've got points in Wyoming. I have nothing in Montana yet, just because I'm simply kind of trying to wait for the right time. Montana is super complicated when it comes to elk. And so right now, you know, as a person applying with 0 points, you have actually a pretty good chance. You have a 25% chance at getting in. And so I'm waiting for the year when I know that I can hunt Montana for sure to put in that application. And then I was going to possibly put in for New Mexico, but that has already passed and gone. So I'm going to hold off on that one and probably start applying for New Mexico next year for elk. But that's my primary goal. I would really like to get back out west and hunt elk. But this year it looks like one of two things is probably going to happen. I'm either going to try to hunt bears up in the Boundary Waters again this year. I'm certain I can draw that tag. I've got enough points. The other option that I have, if that doesn't pan out, is I'll do a mule deer in South Dakota. So we'll see. Hopefully, if things pan out, I'll be able to do some hunting with my buddy Rick Hansen. He's also my partner on the Don't Die Rusty podcast as well. If you've never heard of that podcast, make sure you head on over there and give that a listen. Absolutely great. Rick is a beacon of positivity, and he is also, you know, just very motivational when it comes to meeting your goals and getting at it and getting out there. Get off the couch and go do some stuff, go on some adventures. So if you have not heard of the Don't Die Rusty podcast, make sure you head on over there and check that one out as well. Periodically, I'll jump on an episode with them here and there. Things have just been gotten so busy that I haven't been able to participate with him for a while, but I'm really excited to get back in there and jump into that podcast with him again. Quick update on the Victor Aero Rest. We have parts currently being machined as we speak. Sounds like we're on schedule. We should be getting parts here within the next couple of weeks. Once the parts come in, then we got to send them out for anodize. We got to do the etching, all that kind of stuff. Packaging is moving forward. We've got a prototype version of the package ready to go. Everything looks good. Everything, the fit is decent. We just got a few slight adjustments that we need to make, and then we'll be getting the packaging in. So we're pretty excited about that. We're going in an all new direction, and we've had some help with some of our friends here in the archery industry to help get that going. And so those Victor Aero Rest should be shipping out quick. We've got, I mean, they've been hot. I know I've been just beating the drum on this hard, but they are selling well to the point where we're like, okay, we may need to pivot, and we're going to have to get some bodies in here to help us get these things put together and, you know, start getting them moving, and so we can get them in people's hands before the season start. So we're pretty excited about that. Aero Rest sales are incredible right now all across the board. You know, PXI, Gen 7s, GI8s, it's been phenomenal. Bowstring season right now, it's a little bit slower. It's just typical for this time of year. You know, we're basically par for the course when it comes to that. But if you are looking at, you know, pulling your bow out of the case, you're getting ready for turkey season, make sure you get that bow out, take a look at your strings, make sure they're in good shape. If they're not, give us a call, go to your local dealer, start taking that equipment out now, looking through it, making sure that it's all in good shape so you're not trying to get things set up at the last minute, especially, you know, if you're a guy that's going to be going to attack, or a gal for that matter, or if you're going to be, you know, going to any 3D shoots for that matter, just make sure you get your bow out before you get out there. The last thing you want to happen is have a set of strings and cables go out on you, blow up your bow. Now you're in really big trouble. So make sure that you get those bows out, check them out, check all your hardware, make sure all the hardware, all the screws, nuts, bolts, everything is tight. Everything is ready to go. So now's the time. My apologies. I've been kind of fighting off a little bit of the crud this last week. And so, shockingly, I kicked it within, you know, probably 3 or 4 days for the most part, but there's still a little bit of residual stuff kind of built up in my head. And one other thing I kind of just thought about and that I wanted to mention is I've been on this journey of sobriety, and, you know, it's been pretty amazing. It's almost 60, so over 70 days without alcohol. Well, for the most part, I've been drinking some NAs, and they have like a very small amount of alcohol in them, but for the most part, been staying away, and I am finally starting to feel better. It's pretty amazing how your body goes through this period of withdrawal. Now, let me point out that I mean, clinically, I don't know, maybe I would be considered an alcoholic. I don't know, but I would say, you know, a couple on the weekends, you know, sometimes if I got some left over during the week, I might have one here and there. Not a ton, but just as I'm aging, I'm feeling like I'm just feeling this tug, like I need to ditch it and I need to live a much healthier lifestyle. And it's already proven itself. I get sick a lot, like probably at least four, maybe five times a year. And they usually last 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes a month. And so if you can imagine, I spend, you know, almost half of my year not feeling well. And so this is proof that my body is stronger and better at healing. The fact that I was able to kick this within 4 or 5 days, absolutely amazing. So that's proving to me that it's helping. I'm sleeping better. And, you know, it's just really hard because in the beginning, you don't really see much of a change. I've done this many times in the past. I go 30 days. I've gone 60 days. And after the 30 days, you start to feel it. Now that I've done 60 plus, I'm really starting to feel good. And so now I maybe even want to take it a little bit a step further and start to just reduce some of the carbs that I take in and just kind of replace them with healthier carbs, more vegetables, shift more to a primitive diet and just try to reduce some of the, you know, breads and pastas and things like that in my diet, not because of my weight, but because of my joints. And, you know, I'm starting to feel some stuff in my hands and in my knees and things like that. And so I've read some studies that say that, that can help quite a bit by removing, some of those carbohydrates from your diet. So that's going to be the next step. But if you have not experienced what it's like to be completely void of alcohol in your body for more than 60 days, I highly encourage you to do it. There's so many people that talk about it, and I always just felt like, oh, that, you know, they're just saying that they got to have a good reason for why they're actually doing it. Because on the outside looking in, when you see people, you know, just having a couple beers or having a couple drinks, I miss that. As a part-time gig, I also bartend and serve at a local restaurant, and I'm around it all day, every day. And it's, you know, kind of a double-edged sword. Like, you see some people that are just having a great time and being casual, and then you also see the other side of it where you see people just being belligerent and stupid. And so that is what helps keep me away. It's like, I don't want to be that guy. So it helps keep me off of that. And then also just really wanting to experience life without it. Cause, you know, I really haven't, you know, I've gone short stints, but I just don't think it's enough. I think you really, really got to take the time and be really intentional about keeping it out of your body. And then just very closely measuring how it's affecting you, and think deeply on, is it making me feel better? Is it making me feel worse? Trust me, in the beginning, it's worse. And not just physically, but mentally too. We all become so dependent on soothing, you know, the stress or anxiety of the day with just a drink. It's no big deal, right? But I think it just builds up. And I don't think our bodies were meant to filter that through consistently the way that we take it in. And so super excited about that, feeling really good, feeling really positive about the future in all aspects. My family, just the relationships that I have and the direction that my career is taking and the way that it's going, everything is just great. So those are my shiny objects. Thank you all so much for sticking around. Once again, you can find the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel. Make sure you head on over there, give us a like, subscribe, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. And of course, if you're listening, give us a rating and a review. Only 5 stars will do. And with that, we're going to pack up our bows and arrows, and we're hitting the range. Have a great day, everybody. Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stokerize branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as three suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.